What's up, Speaker Fam? Welcome to today's episode where we're going to be diving in real deep with the KonMari method. I've got a KonMari consultant on the show today.
KonMari method takes a lot of honesty and willingness to really look at who you are as a person. I often find when I have a client that's ready to jump in with both feet, they have an idea of who they want to be as a person. And after they're figuring out what that person looks like with their belongings, by the time we're done with the process, they have fully developed who they are as a person.
It's something that is very popular in the organizing world. It's a method that you might be curious to learn more about, especially if you're figuring out how to make the biggest impact and the biggest success stories out of your organizing sessions with your clients. I know that's something we all strive for as professional organizers. We want to do the best work we possibly can. Or perhaps you're interested in learning more about the method so that you can try it in your own home. Regardless of where you are on your journey, we've got you covered today. My guest is going to talk about her journey into transforming the lives of others through the KonMari method's very intentional practice of organizing. So I encourage you to stick around and let's get into it. Woo! Hello and welcome to the Speak Organized podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Summers, professional organizer, decluttering expert, and ADHD organizing specialist. I like to speak organized to give you the tools to conquer your clutter, live life with more purpose, and learn all about the business of tidying. Please do me a favor and look at the screen of your device to tap that subscribe button to become a member of the Speaker Fam. If you're an Apple Podcast user, you can leave us a rave 5-star review, which we would so greatly appreciate as it helps us reach a larger audience of amazing folks just like you. If you're watching today on YouTube, you can give this video a big old thumbs up and tap that notification bell so you're notified whenever we post new content every single week. Also, be sure to join my free Facebook group if you're on a decluttering and organizing journey, or if you're interested in starting or leveling up your professional organizing business, we've got an amazing community there ready to help you out. The link to that will be down in the description of the video and the podcast show notes. All right, fam, while there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it, running a business is extremely difficult and it can be very isolating, especially when the people around you don't really understand what you're doing on a day-to-day basis and they're not putting in the sweat equity. It's hard to relate. So it's very important to find the right support and accountability. And I just want you to know that that's why I'm here. That's why I have this podcast. That's why I have my YouTube channel and my free Facebook group, because I really feel that it's important to have good quality information and a high quality community to come to with questions and feel less alone in the process. Have the support that you need. And for those of you that are ready to take it to the next level and really invest in the proper tools and training, I want you to listen up for just the next 90 seconds so that I can share with you the ways in which that I can help you right now with all of the things that are holding you back. I want to offer you a golden opportunity, one that I wish I had when I first started my organizing business. I want to invite you to book a one-on-one Zoom consult or a coaching series with me to get all of your burning questions answered. No gatekeeping here. My goal is to empower you to kick fear to the curb and start your organizing venture with confidence. Discover how to find clients, set prices, structure services, sell without that annoying feeling, improve your website, handle products, create seamless processes, tackle tough client situations, and so much more. You're going to need to act fast because my calendar fills up. So visit the link in the description or the podcast show notes to book your call today. I can't wait to speak organized with you. And if you need those important forms for onboarding your clients, including the essential client agreement, I've got you covered. Save weeks of design with my Pro Organizer Forms Pack. You can choose from Starter or Premium, and they're customizable templates in a free Canva account. Just edit the text to fit your needs and add your branding touches. Use the code YTPRO8 for an exclusive discount at checkout. Get ready to ask and receive those 5-star reviews that will boost your ranking on Google. And if social media seems daunting and makes you want to pull your hair out, then I invite you to join my class. Master a year's worth of content in 1 hour and post consistently with just 2 days of work monthly for real, and learn what really attracts clients. Use my code ISOSOCIAL5 for $5 off. And don't wait. Find all of these goodies down in the description or the podcast show notes. I am here to guide you. Ready to take the leap? All right, speaker fam, join me in welcoming the lovely Jenny Rogers. She is just south of Jackson Hole in Wyoming, and she is the professional organizer behind Organizing and Beyond. Jenny, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
I am super, super pumped. You're the first person I've had on the show to discuss in a bit more detail about the KonMari method. It's something that a lot of people are familiar with, organizers and non-organizers. So it's nice to have somebody on the podcast that has gone through the process of learning more about it. So before we dive into that, I want you to just tell us a little bit more about you and how you got started in the industry.
I grew up loving to organize. And it was a lot of me staying at my grandma's house in the summer, going through her pantry. And as I got older, you know, I had the occasional friend say, do you want to come over and organize? I'll feed you lunch, or I'll get you a bottle of wine. And as I got older, you come to terms with you need to do things that make you happier. And organizing is really a happy moment for me in how much easier it makes other people's lives. And since I had that gift, I just went on a whim and said, you know what, I just need to start the business. And it whatever becomes of it, I know I have at least gave it a shot. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, fast forward, people really took to it and it worked out. And you know, I'm years later and still going to people's house and mucking through stuff.
Wow. Amazing. How many years have you been working?
I've been a business for 3 years. I've done it on the side for 7 years. So I'm about 7 years into it.
That's wonderful. And you live in Wyoming, which is not necessarily considered a place that has a large metropolitan city, but you are still very busy and thriving in your work, correct?
Right. Yeah. Live in a small town in the middle of sagebrush. It's a lot of traveling, which I love that. If I go on an organizing session, oftentimes I get to bring my family with, and it's like a worked in vacation. While I'm working, my boys and husband get to play. So that's what's cool.
That's very cool. Yeah, that's interesting. And because I get coaching clients that I speak with all the time who live in small towns and are concerned about not being able to find the business they need to sustain themselves. So it's nice to have you to advocate for the fact that it is possible pretty much no matter where you live, as long as you're willing to travel a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. So we know already from the intro here that you're a KonMari enthusiast. You're a huge fan of that method. So can you share with us how you discovered it and what drew you to the KonMari method of organizing?
About 7 years, I was down in Dallas, Texas, kind of in the South Lake area. I had wandered into a Barnes & Noble, and her book had just come out. I think it was either the first or second release of her Magic of Tidying Up. And I read it and, you know, read it again. And then I got pregnant, so I read it when I was pregnant again. And I really had those proclivities to how she processed through things. Life is short. You just need to be happy and find joy in everything that you have or everything that you do. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about this book with a friend of mine. I worked at a surgery center, and she said, she goes, do you think you could come over to my house and do my craft room? It was my first ever interaction with a customer. Mm-hmm. And my eyes were big and wide. And I was thinking, how can I get through this? And I followed her steps and I really incorporated to how she processed into making decisions. And once that happened, that's when I started to buy the book and actually hand it out to people. Mm. To say, this is how I was doing it. And then I heard she was teaching and offering courses to be certified, and it never happened. And then because, you know, you had to go to London or you had to go to New York. And I was in a small town. I don't have time to be traveling, you know, overseas to take these classes. And then COVID happened and the first opportunity came where she offered them online and I snatched it up. Mm-hmm. And was sitting at home taking her classes. It takes a really long time and a huge commitment. Not much of a financial commitment, but you need people that allow you to come into their home and dissect it and journal it and really show that you can apply the message actually. It's one thing saying that you can do it, but it's another thing like writing about it as well. And so once I got those, it took me about 2 years to really dive deep into her program and actually become certified.
Wow, that's amazing. It's very impressive. And it shows a level of commitment to really immerse yourself in organizing philosophy like that, that is very specific. It has its own structure and process that's very well thought out. It's everybody's dream, you know, to develop and do something like that. So I commend you. I'm very impressed by that. So now that you've kind of gone through and mastered all the levels of the KonMari program, you have gone in and worked with clients and really gone through this process very intentionally, very thoughtfully for a few years now. What are some of the key insights? If you had to just pick a couple, 2 to 3 things that really stand out to you as lessons that you've learned in dedicating your organizing work to the KonMari method.
KonMari method takes a lot of honesty and willingness to really look at who you are as a person. I often find when I have a client that's ready to jump in with both feet, they have an idea of who they want to be as a person. And after they're figuring out what that person looks like with their belongings, by the time we're done with the process, they have fully developed who they are as a person, and they are not at that point where they want to jump in. They will have jumped in and figured it out by the time we're done. That's what I like about it. And it really helps them identify who they are. Kind of like that teenager moment where you're, you know, trying to pick things and put them in your room and identify with objects. It's an opportunity to like look at yourself like a child and really develop who you are and make sure you're actually living that intentional life on the other side as an adult, not as a teenager anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
That's amazing because it's not something that we as adults often do. We kind of assume that we are the way we are, and many people get bogged down and imprisoned by that sort of rigid mindset of, you can't change the person you are deep down. And I think that the opposite is true. We're actually very adaptable as human beings, and we have the ability to morph and grow and change as long as we're willing to be flexible.
Yeah.
And a process like this that you bring your clients through when they're ready for that change to find their true purpose, and it may be different than what it was 10, 15 years ago, to step into that and say, okay, I'm ready to, you know, continue to chisel away and figure out what I'm going to manifest to next is very cool. So fam, when you're out on a job as a professional organizer, it can obviously take a very hefty mental and emotional and physical toll. And it's important that you as the professional and the objective person in the situation are able to stay grounded and focused. So I want to introduce you to my secret weapon. It is this small 2-ounce shot. It's called Magic Mind, and it's one of my favorite energy supplements to keep me going long-term throughout the day. It has sort of some slow-release properties through adaptogens and nootropics, as well as functional mushroom compounds that give you that alert, awake feeling without the jitteriness and the negative effects that come with a lot of caffeine and coffee. So many of you know, if you've listened to or watched the podcast in the past, that I have been caffeine-free for almost 3 years now, which I can't even believe that that's the case. And a lot of it is largely due to replacing my daily coffee habit with Magic Mind. It has a very small amount of caffeine, but it still gives me the ability to stay grounded and stay energized all throughout the day with just the 2-ounce shot. It's really, really great stuff.
So of course, whenever I recommend a product to you guys, I want you to have access to it with a special deal. So I'm gonna run the discount code across the screen so you can go check it out. There will be a link down in the description of the video so that you can check it out for yourself. And of course, I wanna give a huge shout out to Magic Mind for sponsoring today's episode.
One of the things that you mentioned when you emailed me about this topic was you used the phrase the sweet spot. So I want to elaborate on that a little bit. So you mentioned finding the sweet spot with people where you notice that a big change comes and it's long lasting. So the purpose of the KonMari method's success really is to find long lasting transformation and change. So can you elaborate a little bit more on what the sweet spot entails and maybe give us a success story that kind of just ties it all together and highlights the impact?
So the sweet spot, I will use an example to explain this. The sweet spot is finding out that you have a platter in your kitchen cabinet that you have never used, nor do you display, because this was given to you by grandma who had passed away. So that sweet spot is accepting whether grandma gave me this platter and I don't like it, so why am I keeping it? Or grandma gave me this platter and why is it hidden in a cupboard? So that sweet spot is finding that definition of what that object is and then displaying it appropriately, whether that's in a secondhand store or in a beautiful cabinet where you can actually use and not live in fear that you're going to break it. That's the sweet spot.
Wow. That's just beautifully succinctly said. And I think that that's an important definition for all of us as organizers to be able to help our clients come to that conclusion of how does this item need to be treated? Where does it belong? Because it's not like it doesn't belong anywhere. And when it's kind of shoved in a corner in a box underneath several other layers, you haven't made the decision, you've deferred it. So being able to come to the terms of, is the decision that it needs to be displayed somewhere else outside of my life or
yes. You know,
in my home, like, what is that? What does that look like? That's great. Yeah. So in terms of, I want to talk a little bit more about long-term results. One of the things that you know, and I know as organizers, that becomes very frustrating for many folks, especially first starting out, is we all want to make an impact. We want to make a difference in the lives of our clients. We don't want to just come in and make things look pretty and arrange them in a tidy way. It really does go deeper than that. And when our clients struggle with the long-term result, or things come undone, they become unraveled, we tend to think of it as a personal reflection of our work, that we've done something wrong or we've let them down. So I want to dive into, from your perspective as a KonMari consultant, what strategies do you employ to ensure that changes you implement with clients have a long-lasting impact?
Yeah. So when I'm working with clients, and I'll use another example. Mm-hmm. If you're a mom and you've got kids in your home, you know, clearly those kids are going to grow old. Just like your personality, you're going to evolve who you are as a person. So I really like containing messes, right? So if your kiddos are 2 years old, and they constantly need snacks, and you want to create healthy habits for them in the foods that they choose, so I suggest putting a snack bin on your kitchen counter so they can freely move in and out from the healthy choices that they provide to you. Now, move forward, as you're changing in long term, what you like when you're a 2-year-old versus what they like as a teenager is completely different. So that bin is containing how those children are picking their food as a 2-year-old and as a teenager. So if you're implementing a system, just make sure that it can evolve in what you provide. And, you know, that could be your scrapbooks, you know, organizing your photos. Is your scrapbook big enough so that way, or is your system able to evolve so when you add more photos, you can freely add to them? Because honestly, if you have a system and it's hard to maintain, that long term is not going to be there. So you do want to be extremely organized, but make sure that organizing system isn't setting you up to fail if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah. I like to develop organizing systems that provide room to grow. So something that allows you to evolve is a system that is big enough to give you the ability to grow, but also has the ability to contain what you already have in place. So it's kind of more of a mindset of organization. The snack bin idea is a perfect representation because it's the same system, but the idea of it allows you to evolve as you grow and change throughout your life. So I think that's very well explained. Now, obviously, as organizers, we want to think long term, but things are going to happen that are beyond our control. There's going to be unexpected situations that occur. And you shared one with me in your email about a client whose basement flooded. So things like that happen to our clients and to ourselves all the time. So it's a great example of how organization can unexpectedly save the day. So how do you prepare clients for unforeseen situations like this? And how does being organized contribute to such a positive outcome? You can share that story with us as an example to kind of highlight that.
Yeah. So a gal, a mom of three, I think, yeah, she had three kiddos. She ran her own business out of her home. And this business space was two rooms and it was down in her basement. It was a great house. She had kids running all around and everybody was happy. They had chickens in the backyard and puppies barking and coming in and saying hello. So it was just a really active environment. Because she was so active, her hobbies, you know, were thrown in boxes or thrown in a corner and it just got too cumbersome. She couldn't allow that creative process to happen in her business. So what we had done was we went into her room. We created a system so that way if she needed this supply, she could get it from this section. However, because that supply was a little bit different, we made another section for the other supply. You know, crafting has like endless amounts of possibilities. Yes. So I needed to be able to hold that whole system. A problem that she had was if it rained, we had a lot of snow last year and the water was seeping in. It didn't go very deep, but however, how she had her systems was it would get wet and the cardboard and the products would get ruined. So we needed to elevate because her floors weren't finished. And if it got flooded or if it got soppy again, then nothing would get ruined. So that's what we did. We created zone and got everything off the floor. And she messaged me, I think it was a month later, and she just was so happy that she had the organizing sessions with me. And she goes, "You saved me so much money. I didn't have to rebuy product. You know, I wasn't as embarrassed when people came in to fix my home. It really turned out for the best." So setting up those zones, and I often refer to this as creating lines. Mm-hmm. So if you like that bin in the kitchen, it has a line for your snack project. Her craft area had clear line with the shelving that we made. And anything outside of that line, nothing needs to exist. It needs to be clean and clear, right? Mm-hmm. It allows the creativity to exist, because everything's put away inside of a line.
Yeah, we're not crossing that line.
Yeah, don't cross the line. Because your brain, however many times you think you need to tell yourself this, your brain does not work best in chaos. Mm-hmm. That is very dysfunctional. And you don't know that until you actually organize and you're like, "You're right, I didn't exist very well. And chaos, I do not thrive in chaos." No matter how many times you tell yourself, your brain will process if you have created those lines within a space.
Yeah, yeah, it's so true. And I know that many people just get caught up in the habit of thriving, quote unquote, in chaos.
Yeah.
But really, you're just used to living in survival mode, constantly putting out fires, and it's exhausting.
You're not thriving.
Exactly. You're not
surviving. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yes, it's so true. And that's why we do it too, right?
Yeah.
So continuing on, I'm just curious because, you know, KonMari as a method of organizing is kind of an all-in-one strategy and it is very specific. So Are you, given your extensive experience with this, how do you feel about continuing to expand your knowledge and stay updated on new trends and techniques in the organizing industry in general? Do you want to, or do you already incorporate other types of organizing within that method? Do you go beyond it? Are you interested in other things? And what does that kind of look like moving forward for you?
My ultimate dream would be to write a book. I really want to. I've done years and years of research. I keep journals. I really want to write a book. And I feel like once I write that book, there will be a lot of contentment. As far as I evolve as an organizer, I don't really follow any other method. I really follow into my intuition. And that's where the book comes into play, is I want to showcase what my intuition is. And hopefully somebody else can handle onto that. But, you know, that takes a lot of learning and a lot of grace. And it's something I don't know how to do. So
do you feel as though you sort of are led more to forge your own path versus trying to?
Absolutely. My intuition is like, I can't explain it, but my intuition just knows what to do. It just, last week I was asked to organize a pantry, and it was so obvious to me. And I'm finding out the more I organize, what's obvious to me is not obvious to other people.
Right.
So it's not really a step-by-step process that I follow. It is truly just comes from my gut, and I can't. It's like a superpower and I cannot explain it. And I don't mean that arrogantly, but it's just how my brain processes is, while you're still worried about a small A, I have already organized big A, little A, big B, little B, big C, little C, and I put them in a place and I put a bow on them. Mm-hmm. And you're still worried about little A, you know? So my brain, I really just need to define and put words to it. So that way I can come out with a book is what I need to do. That's my next step.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I talk with many folks and I've done coaching programs with other organizers who have a similar thought process. You know, they know that's the tricky part for many of us. And a lot of people go through what you're going through right now, where they innately know what needs to be done. And it's a matter of being able to systematize it and turn it into a process to, A, be able to share it in some way that makes sense for others to follow. So whether that be through writing your book, where you're sharing it with, you know, organizing enthusiasts or people that need that physical clutter healing, or if it's something that needs to be written in such a way that it can be shared with a future team member, somebody that works with you in your method or your philosophy and is able to basically take, you know, Jenny's style of organizing and put it forward in the same way so that it represents your company the way that you want it to be. That's it. That is a huge challenge that many of us face. So I will only be wishing you the best of luck and hoping to connect with you in the future and hopefully read your book and see, you know, where how it's come full circle. And it's just good to talk about that, because I know other people watching and listening will be able to relate to that part of your journey for sure.
And, you know, they say intentions are very powerful, and I have just laid it out. So this is the first time I've really ever talked about it. So y'all can hold me accountable, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there is power to writing something down and then saying it out loud, and adding those connection points to your intention makes it more real. And since you have all of those, you know, written notes, since you're a journaler and a logger, looking through and piecing it all together like a puzzle will be a very fun and just interesting process to go through, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to kind of wrap it up, we already kind of talked about looking ahead, what your goals are for the future. So as somebody who's been in the industry for a while, and we get a lot of people, a lot of listeners who are brand new. So I always like to ask this question: if you have any advice for professional organizers, for fellow organizers, or those aspiring to enter the field, what advice would you give them based on your own journey and experience? You just had to sum it up in a couple of different things that they should focus on. What would those be?
if you love doing it, just do it. Don't worry about other people perceiving what you do as wrong. If you love to organize and truly just have a knack for it, nobody else will understand it. I know of one other organizer in the state of Wyoming, and all the other organizers I meet online. So the fact that you have nobody in your home or a best friend telling you, this is your next step, this is what you need to do, doesn't mean you should fail. Nobody's going to support you if this is what your knack is. And you just got to jump in, and there's no wrong way to do it, and there's no right way to do it. If you are an organizer, just trust your intuition and just find people to that lets you in their homes. Well, get those friends and just say, so you want to have some coffee? Let's have it in your closet. I had a neighbor that had me come over and organize her closet, and she put in a brand new system, and it developed into me having coffee every Saturday morning in her closet floor because I loved it so much. And she knew that. Make your mom and your dads and your kids and your cousins and your sisters and your grandmas, they're just going to have to accept it. And you just need to get in their closets.
I love that. Just get in their closets and get it done. Yeah. That's great advice, you know, and just to kind of wrap that thought up, I love the fearlessness of that and the relationship that you innately have with intuition and failure as a stepping stone to move forward. And the fact that in reality, nobody is really going to push you to do things. Me as a coach, I am there as a sort of accountability and a support system. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's up to my coaching clients and students to pull the trigger and make it happen. And nobody's going to do that for you. We can give you all of the tools. And, you know, if you're listening or watching and feeling very alone in this process, there are, you know, groups that you can join where we support each other, where you can nerd out about it. That's why I have this podcast, so I can sit and talk to the people, because my husband doesn't want to hear it anymore, you know?
That is nerd out about it. It's I literally say things about an organizing system and just say, sorry, I'm a nerd. Like, that is the phrase I say all the time. Mm-hmm. Not like a gold scholarly nerd, but like an organizing nerd. It is. Very true saying that.
Yes. And we are all over the place. We come out of the woodwork. We're in Wyoming. We're in Washington State. We're in, you know, down under in Sydney, Australia. We're everywhere. So we all just kind of, that's the beauty of the internet, is we all get to come together and nerd out on organizing systems together. Well, Jenny, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. It was a pleasure having you.
Thanks for having me. And I will contact you after I get that book written.
Yes, yes, we can't wait. We're all ready to read it, girl. We're here for you.
Yay. Bye. Thank you.
Well, fam, that's going to wrap it up. I really hope that you got a ton of value out of today's episode. Remember that it's here for you whenever you need it, so you can go back, rewatch, re-listen, take notes, and get in touch with our podcast guests. Be sure to find all their information down in the description of the video or the podcast show notes. Get on my calendar before those slots fill up. I would love to sit and meet with you in real life, one-on-one, and talk you through a strategy to level up your business. Don't forget to join my free Facebook group. Find all of the other resources down below in the description. Also, do not forget to check out Magic Mind if you're interested in that. It'll be down in the description of the video and the podcast show notes for you to check out. And beyond that, I hope you guys have a fabulous day. And I'll see you in the next one.